Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
State of the Union. Bills passing. Miami cracking down. And Iron Mike is back. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, President Biden said the state of our union is strong and getting stronger. Democratic women wore white in support of abortion. The rebuttal was from Alabama Senator Katie Britt, the youngest Republican women senator ever. She's 42. She delivered it from her kitchen table. She said, right now, the American dream has turned into a nightmare for so many families. What my husband and I saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've even been alive. Before the State of the Union, a House panel unanimously approved a bill that would ban TikTok. This is such an interesting thing if this actually happens, because you listen to talk radio, so you know the danger of TikTok. You know it's a Chinese government spying app and propaganda app meant to manipulate the minds of its users, especially kids. There's no question it's a weapon of war that's used by 180 million Americans. But most people have no idea what TikTok really is. So if Congress bans TikTok, which Trump wanted to do when he was in office, prepare for a huge backlash from most of the people in country who have no idea why anyone would dream of doing such a thing. The House also passed the Laken Riley Act. 37 Democrats joined in on that. It would require federal authorities to detain illegal aliens if they are charged with theft. Miami Beach cracking down on spring break. There will only be 3 entrances to the beach. They will close at 6 p.m. Coolers, tents, tables, all that not allowed. No loud music is allowed. No alcohol, no cigarettes. Parking lots over the weekend are closed. Towing fees are doubled to $516. Anyone running an illegal Airbnb is fined $5,000 a day. Boxing legend Mike Tyson getting back in the ring. He'll be facing Jake Paul, and it's happening at AT&T Stadium. Jake Paul's a former YouTuber. He's been boxing since 2018. He's beaten people in the ring. His only fight to an active professional wrestler was Tommy Fury, and Paul lost in a split decision. Now he'll be going up against one of the greatest boxers of all time, albeit Mike Tyson is now 57. But I saw a video of him training. Unbelievable shape that Tyson's in right now. 30 years older than Paul. We'll see. This will be interesting. The fight is going to be on Netflix on July 20th. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Here's a provocative question for every parent and grandparent in the United States of America. And I want you to answer this honestly with no political bent, okay? Ready for the question? Here it is. has Joe Biden enabled his son Hunter to do questionable things? Do you think he's enabled? I do. I think Joe Biden was an indulgent father. I don't think he supervised Hunter Biden to any great extent. I think he allowed his position as vice president to be used by Hunter and his brother Jim to amass tens of millions of dollars. That is what I believe, because that is what the evidence says. Now, Hunter Biden says, no, my father didn't have anything to do with it. Joe Biden says, no, I didn't know anything about it. Even though Hunter was on, what, 10, 12 Air Force Two flights? So, yeah, all right, he's seeing the world. That's all right. You can do that if you're a president. But then he takes meetings with all these people, and then the money flows in, and But anyway, I'm making a judgment here. And in this country, though, you're not supposed to do that. I think Joe Biden enabled Hunter Biden. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Carl Jamit, Wallingford, Vermont. Bill, you rightly hold Biden accountable for the death of Lakin Riley. But doesn't Mitch McConnell also have blood on his hands for rejecting Kate's law several years ago? That would have saved Lakin's life. No, it wouldn't have. Because the guy who killed Lakin Riley wasn't deported and came back. He just waltzed on in. Nobody stopped him. They let him go unsupervised. Kate's law would have said, you're deported. You're a foreign national and deported. You come back, 5 years minimum. First offense, 10 years second offense. Now, is there blood on McConnell's hands for killing that Bill? You could make a case for it. You could, absolutely, because her deportations, it's a joke now. It is a joke. Thank you, Mitch. See you later. Carol, concierge, remember Mitch McConnell's legacy will be that he participated in establishing the largest debt in American history. Consider he entered the Senate as a fiscal conservative. Shame on him. Go along, go along, go along. Dennis Crist, Walla Walla, Washington. Democrats are talking about abortion this year. I was under the impression the Supreme Court have settled that. No, they didn't settle it. They just kicked it back to the states. So the Democrat propaganda is that all Republicans want to ban abortion. That's what you're going to hear. That's not true. But the states now are in charge of how long a pregnancy is viable. And once it's viable, you can't abort it. You can't abort the fetus. Each state makes its determination. Here in New York, you could kill a fetus right up to birth, 10 minutes before. Nobody going to do anything to it. California, Illinois, Massachusetts. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The Trump juggernaut continued on Super Tuesday. Former president easily won contests in more than a dozen states, including the battleground precincts of Colorado, Maine, North Carolina, and Virginia. With his lock on the Republican nomination now certain, one question remains. How did he do it? Well, we have to go back to the stairway, the escalator in New York City, 2016. Donald Trump ran as a populist, not a Republican. What does that mean? He was not a party apparatchik. He had never run for office before. He used to be a Democrat. I will submit that Donald Trump doesn't know much about the Republican Party, nor does he care. but it offered him a platform, which he took. The turning point in 2016 was the debate. He was on stage with career politicians, and he basically mocked them. You'll remember that. Little Marco, Boring Jeb, whatever it may be. Well, that caught the attention of the American public, which, after 8 years of Barack Obama, was pretty much fed up with traditional politicians. They wanted somebody different, and Donald Trump certainly was that. The 2000 election, which Trump disputes, was close. And again, now the incumbent, Donald Trump, ran as a populist. And he lost to Joe Biden because his style grated on a lot of independent voters. That's why he lost. Well, now he's running again, the third consecutive time he will be nominated by the Republican Party for president. He's running on grievance that he is being persecuted by the corrupt system in America. And there are a lot of people who believe that. And now Donald Trump leads Joe Biden, a terrible president, in the polling and could very well win again in November. That, of course, will send the media into conniptions, something Trump very much wants. Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.